Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We are now in Masachet Zvachim, Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the seventh chapter of Masachet Zvachim, Chatat Ha'of. And this is a very short parak. This podcast will be very brief, taking us just one Amud to the next Mishnah. And it really is two Mishnayot put together. And it continues on where we left off in the sixth parak, dealing with the proper procedure for the korbanot ha'of, the bird offerings, and the parak will be taking it up with that content. Chatat ha'of, sha'asa lamata kemaseh chatat l'shem chatat. So there are three components here, location, procedure, and intent. And the location of the chatat ha'of is below, the intent as to the shem chatat, and the procedure is done in two significant different ways. One is that Malika of the Chatat Ha'of does not separate the head from the body. And second of all, the Hazza'ah, the blood is thrown on the Mizbeach, and then the rest is squeezed out. The Ola is done above, has to be done with Shem Ola, and the head is separated, plus the Dam is not splattered on the Mizbeach Chatat, but rather squeezed on the Mizbeach Mitsui. Okay. So if a Chatat is done below with the proper intent and the proper procedure, Ksherah, that's obvious. Now, Kemasei Chatat L'Shem Ola, if it's done properly, below, but l'shem ola, or k'maseh ola l'shem chatat, or it's done like an ola, even though it's l'shem chatat, and certainly k'maseh ola l'shem ola, psula. Now, asa'a l'mala k'maseh kulan psula, and if it's done above, we'll see what that done means, then, no matter what the intent, no matter what the procedure, but the location above, invalidates. Second Mishnah, ola ta'of, again, sha'asa l'mala k'maseh ola l'shem ola, if it's done above, proper procedure, proper intent, k'sheira. Now, k'maseh ola l'shem chatat, if it's done above, proper procedure, wrong intent, meaning intended for chatat, then k'shera, but uvad shelo ata l'baleh, it doesn't count for the owners, as we saw in the very first Mishnah in the Masechet with olat behemah. K'maseh chatat l'shem ola, but if it's done like a chatat, above, with the proper intent, but the procedure is chatat, or k'maseh chatat l'shem chatat, or with the wrong procedure and l'shem chatat, it's psula. And asalamatak masay kulam psula, and just the inverse of what we saw with the chatat, if it's done below, no matter what the intent and procedure, then it is indeed pasul. Now, the question here, this is a short piece, but kind of meaty. Dishani b'may, the question is, in the first Mishnah, when you did the chatat l'shem k'maseh ola, what did you do differently? Remember, there's two possibilities. Either malika was done differently, where you cut off the entire head, or where you did the hazah differently, where you didn't do hazah, you did mitsui only. You're doing a chatat now with the ola procedure. Ile medashani b'malika, if you think that what he did differently was he cut the head off, so name it a lokor b'lozor b'shimon, it sounds like our Mishnah cannot accord with b'lozor b'shimon. Da'amar shamat yishmavdil chatat ha'of. Remember in the last parak, we heard b'lozor b'shimon's report that you can do havdalah with chatat ha'of, separating the head from the body. But so what? For Lokin and Lodokor Belozor B'Shimon, we already in the previous parak said that our Mishnah is not like Belozor B'Shimon. What's the big deal? The answer is we could even keep him in our Mishnah. Why? Lo, the Shani B'Haza'ah. Really what happened here was not that you did that kind of Malika, but you did that kind of Haza'ah, meaning you didn't do Haza'ah, you just did Mitsui. That's the procedure. And that, even he would agree, invalidates Chatat Ha'ov. Hachinami Mistabra, and we're going to bring proof to that. Why? Minikhtani Seifa, at the end of that Mishnah, it said, if you did the chatat ha'of above, even though you did it in the proper fashion, psula. Now, afilu kamasei chatat l'shem chatat. Right? So now, deshani b'mai. What is it you did above that's the mess up? Ilem deshani b'malika, if it's that you did malika, even though you did the proper kind of malika, you did it above, amamar malika b'chol makom mizbeach shorah. You could do malika anywhere. El olav deshani b'haza'ah. It must be that you did the haza'ah differently, meaning you were above, and you did it k'maseh ola, meaning you did it above, and you did the haza'ah above. That was the problem. So you see that the difference in the seifa, what you did above was haza'ah. When the seifa haza'ah, reishana mahaza'ah. Therefore, in the ratio, when you did it below, but you did it k'maseh ola, that means you did the haza'ah like an ola, which means no haza'ah, just mitsui. So therefore, that proves the point. The answer is no. Midi'iria, who said? Hakidita v'hakidita. Maybe the ratio is talking about Malika, and the Seif is talking about Haza'ah, and the ratio really is not like Rav Elazar ben Shimon. Possibly. Okay, next piece. Ola ta'of, the second Mishnah. And again, the Shani b'mai. When it says that you did the Ola ta'of, k'maseh chatat, what'd you do differently? If you're going to say that you here did not do Havdalah, the next Mishnah that we're going to see in the next podcast says that all of these cases that we saw, which are really eight cases, or possibly 12, are not Metam Vetabliya, meaning that they are not considered an Avela. Umo'alin Behem, that's the part that we care about, is there still Me'ilah, with the exception of a Chatat done properly. So name it a low Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe that statement doesn't accord with Rabbi Yeshua, which we don't want it to be, as Rashi points out. It's got to be like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Lazar, who's his opposite numbers, we'll see in the next Mishnah, who ended up in Cherem. So we don't want the Mishnah to accord with him. De'ik Rabbi Yeshua Hamar Ein Mo'alin. Rabbi Yeshua said that if you do an Ola below, like a Chatat, L'shem Chatat, then it becomes a Chatat, and there's no more Me'ilah. So therefore, that would mean that the Mishnah Gimel, which is the first line after this, in the Mishnah, it would be not like Rabbi Yeshua. So the Ela B'mitzui. Therefore, you have to say that the Shinui in the Ola Ta'of is that you did Mitzui wrong. So meaning that you did Hazon instead of Mitzui. So Ema Seifa. But what about the end of our Mishnah? Ola Ta'of Shasalamatik Masei Chatat L'Shem Chatat Rabbi Lazar Mer Mo'alin Ba. That's the one machloka between them, and it goes on for a while, discussing back and forth, the arguments back and forth. If you did an Ola below, what is it you did below? The Shanim Mai, Ilim Mitsui, can't be. Emor de Rishua, Shanim Malika, or Rishua only holds his position if you did Malika differently. We'll see why in the next podcast. Mitsui Me'amar, if he would certainly agree that if you did Mitsui wrong, that it's Pasul. So therefore it must be Malika. So now Reisha Vaseifa Bamalika. So now you're going to tell me that the first Mishnah is talking about doing Malika wrong. The last Mishnah Dalit is about Malika, or Mishnah Gimel really is about Malika. The Mishnah Bet, the end is about Malika, and the middle case is about Mitsui. The end is Reisha Vaseifa Malika, Umitsiata Mitsui. That's how it lays out. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up with Mishnah Gimel and Dalit in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.